What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Sunny Sundays is Everything Wrong and Bad with Muslim Women. Now, special shout outs to Manosphere Highlights Daily for making this video about this post 12, 30 plus year old Muslim woman who is a PhD and has a high flying job, and she's making a video about how she can never find the one and how is she still single at 30 plus years old. Now, out of the gate, guys, like Manosphere Highlights Daily, I'm not ragging on this girl again. I just forgot her name. I think it's Sunny Sundays or something like that. This video is not a attack on her in any sort of way. If anything, I do applaud her for coming out and saying what all the Muslim women out there are doing, but they don't say it like she did. Now, as we know in the MGTOW community, if you give a woman enough rope, she will hang herself. So again, Sunny Sundays is a representative of everything wrong and bad with Muslim women, and this is not gonna get better, guys. This is only gonna get worse as these women become more educated, as they make more money, and as they get more access to Chad. So let's get right into how Sunny Sundays represents everything wrong with Muslim woman. Okay, and again, I am not ragging on her. This video is not an attack on her. I do applaud her for not only telling on herself and by association the rest of Muslim women out there. I think she's Middle Eastern from what I look, even though she looks kind of Indian. I think she is Middle Eastern. Don't know, don't care. All I know is everything she represents is what's wrong and bad with Muslim women, and this is why you Muslim sellers out there cannot have a good wife. Furthermore, she actually posted in Manosphere Highlights Daily comment section when he made a video about her, and she wasn't bitter about it at all, which is kind of good because that means that she's not the bitter, vindictive type. And again, this is why this is not a personal attack on her. It's just that everything she represents is what's wrong and bad, and there's really nothing you guys out there can do about it. Quite frankly, there's nothing out there that she can do about it either, until God, you know, decides to Nagasaki Hiroshima back into the Stone Age. You know, until then, like I've been saying all along, guys, things with women are only gonna get worse. And I do thank her for making that video, because as you guys know, I am the originator of the term hijabi. I'm the one who's been telling you for over a half a dozen years that Muslim women are some of the worst women out there. It's getting worse. A lot of you guys out there didn't want to believe me. A lot of you guys out there thought that Muslim women were pure and good. Now you guys are finally realizing that Muslim women are literally saying to Western white feminist women, hold my beer, or hold my burqa, like some of you guys say out there, and that they're giving Western women a run for their money when it comes to feminism. Now, two things you have to understand. Muslim women, because they're lower, not Muslim women, but, you know, Middle Eastern women, because in general, they're lower IQ than white women. They tend to be more emotional. They are not good at being conniving, okay? A lot of these Muslim women, again, if you just give them a little bit of rope, they're gonna tell on themselves, okay? That's number one. Okay, number two, and this is the most important thing here, guys. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, because I see a lot of Muslim sales talking to her saying that, oh, your problem is Western feminism. Guys, all feminism is, and I've been saying this for six years, all feminism really is fun. It's all natural, uncut, female, raw attention, okay? That's all feminism is. It's all about women being who they really are. Like the Prophet Muhammad said, women will not cheat on their husbands if Eve did not betray Adam. So it's part of female nature from the time of Eve herself to betray their husbands, to betray men when they have it good, okay? I don't have to sit here and tell you how good modern women have it. They have it really good, okay, guys? So because they have it really good, women can be the way they are today. So first of all, guys, a lot of these Muslim women out there, they want Chad, okay? They want not just any old Chad. They want Giga Chad. They want blue eye, blonde, white, 6 foot, 6+ feet, ultra wealthy Giga Chad. They're going for pretty much 0.01% of the human population, quite frankly. And the reason they're doing it, which I agree with them 100%, and this is why I go to Ukraine, as you guys know, is that they want to upgrade their inferior Arab genetics. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The whole point of Islam was to conquer white people so the Muslims can upgrade their inferior genetics, okay? Nobody wants to be short, brown, and fugly, okay? So I don't blame Muslim woman for wanting to get with Giga Chad, because again, they gotta upgrade that inferior genetics of theirs. The second problem with these Muslim women nowadays is that their college education, see, Muslim women know they can't compete with Stacy or even Becky. Like, for example, most Muslim women are mid at best, okay? They're not fucking Stacy level. It doesn't exist. I've never seen an Arab woman on the same level as a Nordic woman, okay? There is no Arab woman that can compete with Stacy, okay? And I don't care if they put blue contact lens in. I don't care if they straighten their hair. I don't care if they turn, if they make their hair blonde. I don't care if they put whitening cream on them. Arab women can never ever compete with Stacy when it comes to looks. Okay, that's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion. So what a lot of Muslim women do to get Chad's attention is what this girl is doing, which is they go out, they get a PhD, and then they get some job. And at the end of the day, guys, you know it, I know it, universities give women PhDs like it's some sort of candy, you know? And the jobs they get those jobs simply because of vagina, no other reason than that. Now, all of a sudden, these women, who at best are average, all of a sudden, they think that they're worthy of Giga Chad. Okay, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Hypergamy is a one-way elevator, okay, that doesn't go back down, okay? Like, the girl in this video, her hypergamy is at, like, 98th level of 100 level in a building, right? That elevator doesn't go back down. She's not gonna go back to down to the 97th level, let alone, you know, level number 10 or 20 where she belongs, right? So she wants a guy who's not equal to her. She wants a guy on top of her, right? So she wants a guy on level 98, 99, or, you know, level, or level 100. Now, unfortunately for her, she's mid at best, meaning she's not that good looking to begin with. Secondly, she's old. Okay, thirdly, coming from a Middle Eastern background, let's keep it 100, she is viewed from an inferior status. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If you have a choice to get with Stacy or get with Pooja, who are you going to take? You're going to take Stacy. Let's keep it 100, guys, okay? Ain't no dude watching this video will tell me, yeah, Amar, I'm going to leave a white goddess for fucking short, brown, and fugly. Y'all ain't gonna do that, but at the same time, y'all know you ain't gonna get fucking a Nordic queen, okay? You guys are not gonna get that, you know that, right? So, but the problem with a lot of Muslim women out there is that they think they can get Giga Chad. They think they can. And the reality of the matter is Chad will pump and dump them. Again, vast majority of Arab women out there, if it's a slow Tuesday night, yeah, Chad will Nagasaki Hiroshima that pussy, but that's as far as it's gonna go with him. So a lot of these Muslim women guys out there, they're just not gonna settle for anything other than Giga Chad, okay? They're just not gonna do it, okay? And this woman is a perfect example. I'm Middle Eastern, okay, guys? I know for an absolute fact this woman had multiple Arab guys who wanted to marry her. And they were good guys. They were amazing guys. Okay, they were the best guys on the face of the planet. But she wanted Giga Chad, okay? She wanted Brad Pitt. That's who she really wants. Guys, I know a lot of you guys out there who watched her video and watched Manny's, you know, watched her videos and videos that Manosphere Highlights daily did about her. I know a lot of you guys out there were like, especially you Muslim sales, I know a lot of you guys out there were like, oh my God, I can't believe Muslim women are this bad. Guys, as somebody who lived in the Middle Eastern world, believe it or not, this girl is pretty damn good. When I say pretty damn good, I don't mean in looks, don't get me wrong, she's mid at best, okay? I'm saying she's pretty damn good in that on a scale of 1 to my ex, and you all know my ex, I was married for a month, you know, that bitch was turbo thought, okay? On a scale of 1 to 10, the girl in this video, she's probably a 2 or a 3 on the scale of, you know, decent girl to like turbo thought, okay? She's like a 2, okay? Problem is hypergamy, dudes. This is what you guys out there need to understand. She doesn't want short, brown, fugly children. She wants Thor's baby. She wants Mr. 6 foot plus, blue eye, blonde, white. That's what she wants. Trust and believe, if Giga Chad showed up, that's it. She's gone. And again, more power to her. You guys take me for example, you know. When I was in Norway, right? You know, I'd honestly go live in Norway. My problem with Norway is it's hella expensive. But you guys know what? Latvia has some pretty damn good hot woman in Latvia, dudes. I'm telling you guys. I'd actually take Latvia over Ukraine. And Latvia is pretty damn cheap. You know, I think Latvia is one of the cheapest countries in the European Union, by the way, you know. So, yeah, if I was in Norway and some hot girl wanted me there, hell yeah, I'd take that bitch. I'd be an idiot not to. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. I will take white woman simply off of genetics alone, okay? Your blue eye, your blonde, your white, you know, hopefully you're a higher IQ. That's all I want, bitch. I don't care if you leave me. I don't care if you go sleep with other dudes. As long as I get your genetic makeup in my children, that's all I fucking care about. And that's exactly what goes through the minds of a lot of these girls, like the girl in the video, dudes. And again, you cannot blame them. They gotta upgrade their inferior genetics, okay? And you guys out there, please, please, please don't go in her comment section and say, oh, Western feminism has ruined you. Go back to what Muhammad and Allah told you. Because at the end of the day, guys, they don't care about Muhammad. They don't care about Allah. If anything, you will actually make things worse for them if you tell them that, okay, guys? So leave this woman as is. Like the Prophet Muhammad said, a woman is like the most crooked point of a bone, of a chicken bone. If you try to straighten her, she will break. Sorry about that, guys. I had a customer come into the food truck and I really didn't want to rush this video and give it a proper farewell. I pretty much said what I wanted. By the way, guys, we make one hell of a mean ass garlic sauce right here, dudes. We're gonna put it up on Amazon. As you guys know, I got my baklava on Amazon. If any of you guys want to buy, just go on Amazon.com, type in Egyptian baklava. Eventually, we're going to show up. The name of the company is Egyptian Shawarma. So eventually, guys, we will show up on there eventually if you guys want to buy our Egyptian Shawarma. Anyway, guys, so going back to this video, like I said, guys, I want to be able to... I got an AC, so sometimes windows here fog out, shit like that, because we got a kick-ass AC, nice and cool, 75 degrees. So, like I said, dudes, on a scale of 1 to 10, compared to your average hijabi, she's a 2. And from what I've seen thus far, she does not seem to be a bad person, a malicious person. or a vengeful person. But at the end of the day, female nature, guys, is universal, okay? Like the Prophet Muhammad said, women are intellectually and morally deficient, okay? If you guys try to tell her, go back to Allah, go back to Muhammad, it's only going to make things worse, okay? She's only going to rebel even more. Even the Prophet Muhammad said, La ikraha fi ad-din. You cannot force people to do anything they don't want, okay? Ikraha means hate, okay? So don't make people hate the religion. So when you guys out there go to these modern Muslim women and you tell them Muhammad Allah, you only make them hate the religion more, which is a bad thing, okay? That's number one. Number two, and I've been saying this a lot, but a lot of you Muslim guys out there don't want to understand this. At the end of the day, she wants to upgrade her inferior genetics with Giga Chad's DNA, okay, guys? And again, more power to her, okay? If you can get Stacy from Norway, you're not going to take a look at Pooja, who's short, brown, and fugly, correct? So it's imperative that everybody, especially you Muslim guys out there watching this video, live and let live. Now, I know in this video I said the title is this girl represents everything wrong and bad with Muslim women, which is true, because again, like the Prophet Muhammad said, women are morally and intellectually deficient. They're intellectually deficient because this girl believes she's entitled to Giga Chad, which again, she's too old. She's mid, meaning that she's mildly attractive. She's like a 5 out of 10. And again, coming from a Middle Eastern background, she is seen as low status, so she's not gonna get Giga Chad, okay? And because these women are morally deficient, she's not gonna marry a decent Muslim man in the name of Allah. She's not. And again, if you press her on that, she's gonna rebel more. So first of all, guys, do not go into her comment section. Leave the girl alone. And if you ever want to tell her anything, just tell her, hey sis, more power to you. Do you, boo. You know, that's all you can tell her, okay, guys? So leave the girl alone. Let her be. This is a massive, massive red pill. I think it might even be considered a black pill for you most Muslims out there. But again, I personally applaud this woman. And again, I forgot her name, Sunny Sundays, or I forgot her name already. I applaud this girl for coming out and pretty much representing almost every Muslim woman out there. This is what I've been telling you guys for over 6 years. A lot of you guys out there didn't believe me. A lot of you guys out there, you know, you believe that if you say Allah this, Muhammad that, a woman is gonna, you know, get back to her senses and get with a Muslim cell. A lot of you guys out there believe that women genuinely love men and care for men, and if the right guy came along, you know, the nice personality, she's gonna fall in love with him, dudes. All of this, it could not be farther from the truth. At the end of the day, guys, it's all about upgrading your inferior genetics. That's just how God created us. This is why I say more power to her, more power to every Muslim woman out there who wants to get with Giga Chad. And in return, you guys, well, you women, I should say, should be saying more power to me to get with, you know, Stacy from Norway, or in my case, Latvia. And again, guys, Latvia has some hot woman, okay? I know some of you guys out there are thinking Latvia is such an ugly name. Guys, I've said this when I was in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. If Latvia changed the country name from Latvia to Stacyland, that country would probably be the best country on the face of the planet, okay, guys? And I love my Ukrainian woman, don't get me wrong, but yeah, Latvian woman, yeah, Ukrainian woman ain't shit compared to Latvian woman. Don't get me wrong, you know, there's like 44 million people in Ukraine, probably less now, you know, because of Daddy Putin. But I'm sure you can find some stunning Ukrainian woman. By the way, guys, if you want beautiful Ukrainian woman, go to the areas closer to the borders with Russia. And I'm going to tell you why, because some people who've been to Ukraine, they told me this. They told me that the Ukrainian woman in southern, western Ukraine, because at one point that was part of the Ottoman Empire, guess what? They got that inferior Arab genetic makeup, where they're a bit on the darker side. But if you guys want blue eye, blonde, white Stacy, go more toward the Russian side, go more toward the northeastern side of Ukraine, because fortunately for these women out there, they didn't get their genetics taken down by short, brown, fugly Middle Eastern people. And coincidentally, guys, again, going back to the crux of this video, what this woman wants to do is that she wants to upgrade her genetics so her kids could be white. You know, if I had kids with Stacy, they're gonna be white. They're probably gonna have light dark hair. They're probably gonna have green hazel eyes. They're probably gonna have, you know, straight hair. It's good for them to be able to tan. As you guys know, if I take off my shirt, I'm fucking lily white, you know. So my family does have the white gene in it. I know some of you guys look at me, you're like, I'm, are you dark, motherfucker? This is fucking Florida, dude. I'm out, you can't leave the house without getting burned by the sun. That's how bad fucking Florida is. So yeah, man, imagine these Russian women, these Ukrainian women who are part of the Ottoman Empire, you know, fucking 300-400 years ago, they still have that inferior Arab DNA in them compared to women from Latvia who were never ever conquered by Arabs. See, this is the thing you guys out there gotta understand, and I'm gonna end this video on this, okay? Arab genetics are inferior. They may not be bad as Indian genetics, okay? No genetic makeup out there is worse than Indian DNA. Not even black DNA is worse than Indian DNA, okay? But this just goes to show you, dudes, that Arab DNA will drag down the DNA of another race, okay? Just like the Arab DNA dragged down the DNA of European people, okay? Opposite of that, the Middle Eastern people, like the girl in this video and me, we want to upgrade our inferior genetics by getting with, in my case, I want Giga Stacy. She wants Giga Chad, okay? That's how we upgrade our genetics, you know? Like, for example, the girl in this video, if she got with Giga Chad, you know, her kids are going to be at least 6 feet tall. They're probably going to have, you know, light eyes. They'll definitely have, you know, brown, maybe even sandy brown, sandy blonde hair. So once you guys understand that, you guys need to understand something, okay? Me and the girl in this video, we have something in common, okay? And that common thing that me and the girl in the thumbnail have in common, this Sunny Sunday or whatever her name is that by Middle Eastern standards, we're above normal by Middle Eastern standards, okay? So by being above normal by Middle Eastern standards, it's like, okay, if we get with Giga Stacy, as in my case, or Giga Chad, as in her case, then our children are gonna be better looking than some fugly dude, than some fugly Middle Eastern dude who rapes a European woman. Coincidentally, guys, this is why Muslim sales are raping European women. It's because they know that these European women, they don't want their inferior Arab genetics, so they have to rape to get laid. Now, fortunately for me, I don't have to rape to get laid, okay? Now, as for the girl in this video, you know, I hope to God that she does find Giga Chad. I just, you know, if she ever watches this video, I just want her to know, look, you're probably gonna get Chad light, but you're gonna have to do it very soon, and you're gonna probably have to put yourself in countries where Chad Light is. You know, Chad Light is not gonna come looking for you, okay? You have to put yourself in Chad Light's place. And again, there is nothing wrong with a woman coming out and saying, yeah, I want Chad, okay? Look, like Savvy Guy here on MGTOW TV said, Savvy Guy will respect women if they came out and they said, yeah, we want superior DNA. We don't want average, and definitely don't want lower average DNA. And yeah, I mean, is it shallow that I want a girl simply based off of DNA? Yeah. Is it shallow that a Muslim woman wants Giga Chad simply based off of DNA? Yeah, but again, dude, at the end of the day, that's how the God of Abraham created us, man. So, you know, this is what, I mean, again, think about it, you dudes. When the Arabs took away woman rights and got rid of the Jews, they were at the gates of Vienna. They weren't at the gates of Burkina Faso. They were in Europe, you know? Why? They're upgrading their inferior genetics. So I want everybody out there watching this video to understand that upgrading your inferior genetics or maintaining superior genetics in the case of, you know, white people, that is the way to go. And again, cannot stress this enough, okay? Me and the girl in this video, we're in the same boat. We're above average by Arab standards. We just need, obviously, I don't want to say we're not as good as white people, but let's be honest, we're not as good as white people. So at the end of the day, we just need that Giga Stacy, as in my case, or that Giga Chad in her case. But unfortunately for her, because, you know, she's over 30, and let's be honest, that college degree and that business mindset she has is a major turnoff for men. Like the guy who wrote, women are from Mars, men are from Venus, or men are from Mars, women are from Venus. When a woman becomes career-oriented, her brain cannot shift from career to life. You know, I, as a man, I can be working on my laptop, thinking at 10,000 miles an hour, and then I put my laptop lid down and I can get social. See, a woman can't do that. You know, once a woman gets into her masculine by being career oriented, she cannot go back to the feminine. So for a lot of guys out there, the girl in this video, she already has 3 strikes against her. Number one, she old. Number two, she's mid. And number three, and again, this is probably the most important one, that college degree, the PhD she has, and that high-flying career she has is going to be a major turnoff to men. You guys have to understand, and I'm going to close the video on this, okay? You know, all two of you ladies out there watching this shit, you got to understand, okay? I would much rather have a hot Stacy who lives on a farm, milks cows in the morning, barely knows what 2 + 2 is, than to have a PhD educated, high career flying woman. So that's my video for today. I hope you all like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.